Mr. Gubin. Hello, beloved, and welcome again to a few moments of wonderful truth concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and the victory that every child of God can have through walking in obedience to the Lord. How important it is that we learn to abide in Christ, to walk in the light as He is in the light, that we might have fellowship one with another, that we might draw upon our resources in Christ Jesus. We're told in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, so many bountiful blessings and benefits that are available to the child of God, if we would only avail ourselves of these rich treasures and blessings that are ours already in the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember what Paul wrote there in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So he was writing to every believer. I call the book of Ephesians the believer's handbook, because it's such a practical book and so full of practical truth. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's already blessed us, beloved, with all spiritual blessings. We have all the strength and all the power and all the help available to us that we need through the indwelling Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already ours. It's a matter of our exercising that privilege that is ours to act upon that spiritual victory and to draw upon our resources to get into the Word of God, to hide its truths in our hearts, that we might not sin against the Lord God. Oh, beloved, God's Word is so powerful and is so true, and it's so vital that we hide it in our heart. John 15:7, Jesus said, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." If we abide in Christ, because if we abide in Him and His Word abides in us, we will long to obey and to walk in obedience to the Lord. We will desire to bring glory and honor and praise to His name, and our life will be fruitful. And one of the blessings of abiding in the Word of God is memorizing Scripture. Remember, I mentioned to you before about getting a small 3x5 index card or a small piece of paper, writing or typing this scripture on it. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal," that is, they're not fleshly, "but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations." Oh, how many times we're defeated by evil, wicked imaginations that are stirred up in our minds and that lead us into sin and lust and into the deceptions of sin. "And casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God," that is pride and arrogance and the things of this world that would turn us away from the knowledge of truth and from walking in obedience to the Lord, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Oh, beloved, how good it is to have the peace of God, the joy of the Lord, flooding our minds and our emotions, walking in obedience to the Lord, delighting in His blessings and in the truth, and loving to meditate upon His Word and to hide His truth in our heart. As you print out or write out a passage of Scripture like 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5 and read it 60 times, it begins to sink into your mind, into your thinking. Stick it in your pocket or in your purse, and as you're driving and you get stopped with traffic, pull out that and meditate upon it, think upon it, instead of listening to the radio. Begin to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and let Him be the Lord of your life in the day ahead. Focus on Him. Ask Him to guide your steps, to direct your path, to keep your thoughts fixed on those things that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report. Focusing on those truths that we find in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Let your mind dwell upon these things that are true, that are pure, that are clean, that are wholesome, that are good. Oh, beloved, how many times people come home from work, they're tired, they turn on the television, and what's on the programs of television? Impurity, murder, lust, and evil, all kinds of evil, people taking advantage of one another, people cheating on one another, people lying to one another, and all kinds of evil and deception that comes into your mind and into your thinking that just burdens you down and makes you feel dirty and makes you feel unclean. Oh, beloved, instead of focusing on truth, instead of meditating upon the truth, instead of thinking about the truth, those things that are true, those things that are honest, things that are just. By just, it means righteous, things that are true, things that are pure, not lust, not impurity, not carnality, not sensuality. Oh, the old flesh will say, oh, you deserve a little recreation. You deserve to yield to this kind of lust or to give in to eating food to try to bring comfort. And trying this and trying that and trying something else, which is to your own hurt and to your own harm, instead of walking in obedience to the Lord, thinking upon those things that are just, those things that are pure, those things that are lovely, those things that are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that are virtuous, things that are worthy of praise. And yes, if you're going to watch a program, get a good Christian film. A Christian film that will encourage you, that will thrill you, that will strengthen and help you and build you up, not something that will tear you down and send you to bed feeling drained and drug out and feeling depressed and despondent and full of despair. Oh, beloved, there's much in this world that is evil and that is terrible that's going on. And rather than filling your mind with those things, cast down evil imaginations and high things that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Think on those things that are true, those things that are honest, those things that are pure, things that are righteous and holy and pleasing to the Lord, things that are beautiful and lovely. Oh, beloved, there's so many good things that the Lord has blessed us with that we can focus on that bring glory and honor and praise to His name. Think about the good things that God gives us, the many physical benefits and the many physical blessings, the many spiritual benefits, the joy that comes from walking in the light, the joy of sowing good fruit, being a blessing to others, being a help to others, encouraging others, strengthening others rather than just focusing on me, myself, and I. Yield to the Holy Spirit and ask the Lord to guide your steps. Get into the Word and read one of the Psalms or the book of Proverbs. The truths that are presented that will strengthen and build up and encourage your life. So, beloved, all spiritual blessings are already available to us in Christ Jesus, according as He hath chosen us, we who know Jesus as Savior. We were chosen before the foundation of the world. Are you important? God says you are. He chose you, beloved, before the foundation of the world. Are you feeling insecure? Nobody can make you insecure except Satan, and you're focusing on that which is evil and that which is wrong instead of focusing on what you have in Christ and what you can be through the Lord Jesus Christ, how He can take your life, how He can use it to His glory. Oh, beloved, I've been amazed how the Lord has taken my little life and has used it to His praise, to His honor, to His glory, because I was willing to walk in the light. I was willing to say no to sin and no to lust and no to strongholds and to allow the Holy Spirit of God to take possession and take control and take charge of this life. And oh, the joy, the benefits, the blessings that Almighty God has bestowed upon my life because of my walking in truth and my focusing on those things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, that are of good report. Oh, beloved, how many benefits and spiritual blessings we have in Christ. So don't let the devil put you down. Don't let him get you despondent and discouraged. Until next time, goodbye.